What'd you use that for?
For coal oil light, for a lamp, coal oil lamps. And to start fires with.
Now, when you got your vinegar in the jug, what did you put in the hole? What?
Well, sometimes we used a corn cup for a stopper.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we'd have a regular cork. Jug cork, you know. Mm-hmm. And if we're not going too far with it, I've seen the wife just taking wrap a rag and roll it right tight and push it in there for a stopper.
Uh-huh.
And today we buy vinegar in pint bottles.
When you had them filled with a pump there, did they put anything in the mouth of the jug?
Had a funnel. Yeah, they set a funnel mouth that jug and shove it on that spout and start pumping just with one hand.
How did your horseshoes come in the early days?
Well, in the early days, when we went strictly to the blacksmith, he shod the horse, charged you for the shoes with the labor. He kept the shoes at different sizes. But in late years, we done a lot of our own horse shoeing. We'd go to Hardback store and buy the shoes for the pound and not getting out what they cost. Also the nails.
How was
horse shoeing? Let me show you something. That is my third boy. He enlisted in 41, August of 41, in the Army. They sent him to Fort Bliss, Texas, El Paso. And there it was government horses, everything was on horses. All maneuvers, they had hundreds and hundreds of them government horses, Army horses. Well, after they was there a while, or he was there a while they lined up a big string of them one morning. Big captain, a lieutenant come down the line, didn't ask them their name, they just walk up to them and said, "Can you shoe a horse, or did you ever shoe a horse?" Well, the majority of them, no. They got to my boy, he said, "Yeah, I can shoe a horse." Well, he showed them he could shoe a horse. So then they sent him, I believe it was Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and put him through that horseshoeing school, and that's his diploma there, graduation. He died in 48 with cancer.
Oh my goodness.
He went and he was right there at Fort Bliss, and when MacArthur come out of the Philippines, you know, he'll pull him out, left Wayne right there. The whole sack, and he got captured. Yep, had him for 3 years. All right, when they got MacArthur fixed to fight a war, well, I asked him what divisions he wanted, and he wanted Fort Bliss, but he wanted motorized. Didn't want the horses. Well, that got my boy. He went all through that Philippine War. He seen the worst of it. And he lost a brother to him there in the Philippines, and he was in what they call a Wildcat Division, but I forget the number of his division. His insignia was a big black cat right there. They was practically all wiped out. And they gave Marvin this when he finished his schooling up there. I guess that's solid nickel.